I wonder if we turn ourselves inside out. For one day, we show each other, and perhaps ourselves too, what we're really like. We put a messy, fuzzy cross on our foreheads to say publicly, I have mess. I have sin. I'm not perfect. I need help. Today is a day about honesty, about admitting that we're not perfect, any of us. About admitting that there is much in us which, if left unchecked, will prove destructive for those around us, for ourselves, and perhaps beyond. Ash Wednesday can be seen as a time, a day, a service that condemns, that concentrates on what is wrong. But whilst I want to take the challenges of the Christian faith so very seriously, I don't know about you, but I also have an unrelenting urge to find good news in things. I want to find good news in the ash. And when you start looking, there's lots of it. The first piece of good news is that this service really doesn't work if only one person comes. If I'd turned up and nobody else was here, it just wouldn't be what it is. Why? Because the Ash Cross is a great leveller. It says, my sin is my own, but I am not alone in being a sinner. It's precisely what we see in that moving reading. The woman taken in adultery is not alone. Her sin is her own, but she is not alone in having sinned. Thank you for being part of this leveling experience together. That's the first bit of good news. The second piece of good news is that although this is the day when we tell ourselves and each other that we are messy people full of dirt and sin and shame, the fact is, of course, that God already knew that before we walked through the door. The fact that we are sinful, that humanity as a whole is sinful, is thankfully not news to God. He sees us for who we are. Perhaps God may be the only one in the universe who truly sees you as you really are inside. And he still loves you infinitely. That's the second piece of good news. The third piece of good news is that when we receive the ash on our foreheads and we're told this, remember that you are but dust and to dust you shall return. When we hear those words, we might remember the account of Genesis in which God lovingly puts his hands in the earth he created and he shapes a human being out of dirt, breathing life into its nostrils. The fact that we are dust is testament to God's creativity and God's ability to bring life out of that which seems dead. God has done it once. He can do it again and again and again and again. And he will go on creating and recreating. That's the third piece of good news. The fourth piece of good news is that the Ash Cross is tangible and visible feels real. It's an action which changes us on the inside. Some might call what we do today on Ash Wednesday sacramental. The classic definition of a sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward, invisible grace. I wonder if we turn that this evening slightly on its head. The ash cross becomes an outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible lack of grace. It means that our sorry isn't empty, but feels real. And just as the people in the gospel story 2,000 years ago let go of the rocks that they had been going to throw at this poor woman, each person admitting that they have no place in throwing the first stone, as they too have sin in their lives, our ash crosses help us to clamber down, to find a place of humility and be real in our repentance. And that reality is something that needs to be carried forward, isn't it, into our thoughts and our words and our actions beyond just this act of repentance in this service. The ash reminds us that what we do, our actions, the things that people see when they look at us, what they hear when we speak, these things will shape who we really are on the inside, as well as changing the world around us. What rocks are you holding on to in the hope of throwing that really you need to let fall to the ground? What rocks are you holding that you need really to let fall to the ground? Where are you being called to be gracious? We have a Lent's worth of actions ahead of us that can help us to become more who God created us to be. We may not be able to make good on all of the past sins that have been part of our journey, but our actions and our words can bring us closer to being who we are meant to be, and that's the fourth piece of good news. And finally, and I'm particularly glad about this one, the fifth piece of good news is that we can wipe this stuff off our forehead. It's not a brand. It's not there forever as a reminder that we are sinners. It's a temporary mark which rubs off to remind us that we sinners can be forgiven. We have been forgiven. So whether you keep your mark until bedtime, whether you've already wiped it off, or it comes off later in the service, there comes that moment where you remove the sign of your sin. I saw a school assembly once to mark Ascension Day, where the children were invited to mark a cross on their foreheads, not in ash, but in glitter. They were there to remind themselves and each other that we are all called to shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. It's a long way to go until Ascension Day, but that commission to be the body of Christ, to witness to the peace which can, against all the odds, exist between earth and heaven, and to reveal the glory of God, that starts now. I hope you can see good news in the ashes. Amen.